ancient building. Given the hilly morphology on which Badolato stands, the dwellings that were built in relatively flat areas are almost exclusively located along the ridge. This is one of the reasons why these houses belong mostly to wealthy families and the bourgeoisie. Therefore, the farmers who constitute most of the population construct their homes on the slopes of the hill, both on the northern and southern sides, from west to east. Since the foundations of the houses needed to rest on flat ground, the rocky terrain had to be excavated to create a small necessary level surface. As a result, multi-story buildings were vertically developed with streets and alleyways that intersected the houses at different levels, albeit on inclined slopes. Numerous houses are thus bordered by a road that passes in front of the ground floor with its own entrance. The same road, or another one, runs higher along the first floor, leading to another entrance. Moreover, in the old village there are not few houses that are bordered even higher by a third road, with a third room and another entrance. At the top was the attic, Usalaru, accessed from the inside through a wooden staircase, just as one will ascend from the ground floor to the upper levels. For safety, the staircase opening was closed with a hinged trapdoor and a handle, Katarattu. The use of the various floors of the house naturally followed a logical and elementary pattern. On the ground floor there was a stable and or storage for food, broad beans, chickpeas, wheat, etc. and or accommodation for the growing children. On the first floor, which had the main entrance of the house, there was the matrimonial room and the reception area for relatives and friends, a decently furnished space. Above that, on the attic floor, there was the wood-boarding oven for baking bread, the hearth for meal preparation and various objects. And the toilet? Just a single toilet, of course. And since the sewer system was installed in the village in the early decades of the 20th century, it was placed in a cramped nook of the balcony or behind a door concealed by a curtain-like drape.